How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we continue on in our look-see in the scripture here and regarding this pole dancing a license issue in our county that's going to be coming up soon. We just want to take a look at what the Word of God says, and that we might be helped, we might be encouraged that righteousness would prevail here in Logan County regarding this issue, and that wickedness would not prevail. As we read here in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, that the love of many will wax cold because iniquity shall abound. And boy, we just don't need more wickedness in our county, in our state. We just don't need that. It will not be to the benefit of our children. As I've said in other broadcasts regarding this, is that an option that we wish to have or create for our daughters and for our granddaughters, for our nieces, for our wives, that this be a profession of exotic dancer, so quote unquote, that they can pursue in our county. May God help us that we would pray the Lord would intervene and the Lord would work in this thing. I want to turn over here to Luke chapter 3 today and take a look at what the scripture says here. And this is something that's very, very close to the issue at hand, and see what the scripture says about it. We're going to go to a few scriptures as we have time and time allows, and to see here directly what the scripture says about this. In Luke chapter 3, first passage we'll take a look at here at this time, verse number 15. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, that is John the Baptist, whether he were the Christ or not. So John's had his ministry. He's been preaching for some time. He's been baptizing those that come and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, or those that would have confessed Christ coming. That's what John has preached. He says there's one coming, or matter of fact, there's one here among us that you don't know yet, and he is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the Messiah that's been promised, and these folks that are hearing John's preaching, there's many a multitude that's flocking to John and being preached to by him and baptized by him, having repented of their sins and trusted in the coming Christ. They're beginning to muse, they're beginning to think and wonder, well, is John maybe the Christ? And so he says here in verse 16 of Luke 3, John answers, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And we've talked about this before in our study of the book of John. John the Baptist is making the distinction here about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying he's the one that saves. That's this baptism with the Holy Ghost. He's the one that empowers the salvation of the sinner and the granting of everlasting life to the sinner by the power of God. And also the baptism of his church by the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of his church, as we see that in the scriptures also. And then it also says he's the one that he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In John chapter 5, as we looked in previous broadcasts, if you recall, the Lord Jesus Christ has been given judgment by the Father, that all men may honor him as the Father is honored. And the Lord makes it very clear that when it comes time for the judgment of the righteous and the judgment of the damned, the judgment of life and the judgment to condemnation, that all will hear his voice and all will come forth to those judgments. And that's what this is talking about. To be baptized with fire is to be baptized in hell, or to be immersed, submerged in hell, or the lake of fire, and that's the sinners go presently go to, without Christ, that die in their trespasses and sins without Christ as Savior, they go to hell, where there is burning, where there is wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the scripture bears out that they will be brought out of that for a period of time to stand at the great white throne judgment of God. Well, they'll be judged out of the books according to their works. And then they will be cast into the lake of fire, where Satan and the beast, the false prophet, and the fallen angels will be. And so here John's preaching this. He's the one that baptizes. He's the one that saves. He's the one that condemns. He is the one. He's preeminent, as the scripture bears out. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, gather the wheat, and will gather the wheat into the garner, right? That's those unto life. And the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. So we have an expounding upon that. That colon at the end of verse number 16 tells us that what's coming in that sentence is going to be an expansion, a clarification of what's said previously. And so it makes it very clear, this Holy Spirit, fire indwelling kind of thing. Yes, we do have a light that shines because of the salvation of the Lord, but fire always in the scripture mentioned as such is always condemnation. Very, very, very rarely is it anything else. It's always condemnation and punishment and judgment is related to it. Verse number 18, and many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. Verse 19, but Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for all the evils which Herod had done. And we're going to see some expansion on this in another passage that we're going to read. So Herod has been reproved by John for Herodias, his sister-in-law, okay, Herod's sister-in-law, Herod's brother's Philip, his wife. John has said something to Herod about that and other evils that Herod had done. It goes on to say in verse 20, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. So Herod has come to a point that he's taken John the Baptist and he's locked him up. He's put him in prison. Let's read this again. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved, okay, by John the Baptist, he's been reproved, rebuked by him, for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Okay? Let's turn over to Mark chapter 6. We'll get some expansion on this. It'll tell us more about it. And we might have some clarity in this account here. And the Lord's put this in here. He's put this in here for a reason. There's many things that we can glean from it. In Mark chapter 6, verse number 14, and King Herod heard of him, that is John the Baptist, for his name was spread abroad, and said, that was the Lord Jesus Christ, is who Herod had heard about. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead. So when Herod heard about Jesus Christ, the miracles that he did, the preaching that he did and such about his ministry, he says, John the Baptist is risen from the dead. Because see, Herod was very, he did have sensitivity about John, and the scripture will bear that out as we read. That John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Verse number 15, Mark 6, 15. Others said that it is Elias. Others said that it is a prophet, or is one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. And so Herod is kind of superstitious about John. He thinks that John's come back to life, and that's being manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not the case. It is Jesus, the one whom John preached about and foretold that he would come. But Herod is fearing that this is John the Baptist. And now it tells us some history. For verse 17, Mark 6, 17. For Herod himself has sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. What we see here is a classic case of adultery. Philip was not dead. But if we understand historically, as Herod was in Rome, if my memory serves me right, historically, if our understanding is correct, Philip or Herod was in Rome at the same time that Philip and his wife and her daughter was in Rome, and Herod began to and Herodias began to take up with one another. And then when it came time for Herod to come back to his jurisdiction there in Palestine, in the Middle East, she went with him, and having went out on Philip, her husband, and had married Herod. And so what we see here is that adultery, and that adultery, it manifested itself physically, but it started in the heart. And so verse number 18, "For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful," calling according to the law of God, "it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. It's not right. It's sinful. It's wicked. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel with him," that is the woman, Philip's wife, now Herod's wife, "had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not." So Herodias, she hates John the Baptist unto death. She would have killed him if she could, but hadn't been able to find opportunity to do so. "For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy." And so Herod had this fear of the prophet, and he knew who he was and how he was, and he observed him. "And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly." So Herod was willing to hear John the Baptist's message. He was open to hearing him. And then it goes on to tell here this sad, sad account. "And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee." So he's throwing a big party, a big feast, and such. "And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in," we don't know this gal's name, but she comes in, "she came in and danced." She danced before Herod. She danced before these men. We understand her to be a maid, or that which has not married to anyone, a young woman, no doubt an attractive woman. And she comes and dances before Herod and pleases him and pleased them that sat with them. Wickedness and evil before God, no doubt showing her, revealing her nakedness and they're moving before them in a very inappropriate way. "The king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he swear unto there, whatsoever unto her, he swear unto her," verse 23, "whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom." And so here we see a man of great power, a man of great authority, throwing a party, having all of his different, those that are under him and in the realm that he has and has authority over. He's throwing this big party, this big feast. Herodias, his daughter, comes in and dances before him, and she wasn't clogging. And she we're not talking about square dancing, but she came in a licentious way, danced before the king, and here he is willing to give up half of his kingdom to give it to her because of this wicked thing that she has done before him and the lust and the desire of Herod of being stirred in this way. It's wicked. Wickedness before God. Wickedness before God. May the Lord help us. I see that our time has passed, and thank you for tuning in. Farewell until next time. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.